Honolulu is a city of contradictions. Upon approach, the whole thing seems composed of skyscrapers and high-rises. Luxury towers of steel and glass twist elegantly over the purposeful Art Deco of simpler times. The city is a modern marvel, rising inexplicably from the surrounding jungles. Upon a second look, you'll see that someone has constructed innumerable forgettable towers in between them. The whole city is cut up into segments by grand canals, as wide as boulevards. These smell deliciously of salt, but are full of foul, green-colored water. The residents of Honolulu hail from all over the world. They speak English, Hawaiian, Korean, Chinese, Spanish, Vietnamese, and Portuguese. There are so many cultures and calendars that major cultural holidays are never more than 3 weeks apart. Sometimes the weekends last 3 days, and occasionally 4 or 5. It's an American city, but the culture is relaxed in a decidedly un-American way. The residents are quite friendly, but unlikely to say hello. I spent a year wandering the city in an attempt to try all the food and explore everything worth seeing. In pursuit of this noble goal, I gained 10 pounds and racked up bar tabs so high they often made me laugh in terror. Having all of this experience, I'm prepared to give you the inside scoop on Honolulu. Drink local beer, don't bother driving, and always try the barbecue.